from the root, from the deep root of our faith in Buddha, from this strong faith comes strong wish to practice Buddha's teachings. From this strong wish to practice Buddha's teachings comes effort or energy in our practice of Buddha's teachings. From this, with strong effort, we will accomplish permanent liberation from the sufferings of this life and countless future lives. We will accomplish permanent liberation from suffering for ourself. Then we become proof. We are living proof that when we mix our mind with Buddha's teachings, we can attain a state beyond sorrow. Liberation from sorrow. How wonderful. So then it can be accomplished for each and every living being. So this is dependent relationship that we're learning, Buddha's most important teaching, dependent relationship. So we can learn it in that direction, or we can learn it in reverse. They both are teaching us such important teachings. So in the next paragraph, Geshe-la teaches us in reverse the result, permanent liberation from suffering. That's what we want. That's what everybody wants. No pain, no suffering, ever. That depends, permanent liberation depends upon effort in our practice of Dharma. So Dharma, as you know, is Sanskrit meaning protection from suffering, protection from suffering. So the attainment of permanent liberation from suffering depends upon effort in our Dharma practice, which depends upon a strong wish to practice Dharma. Everything we do depends on our wish. If we find it difficult to practice Dharma, normally we say we don't have time. Actually, we don't need time. What we need is a strong wish, because the precious Dharma that we're meeting is naturally integrated with the busy activities of normal daily life. So if we've a strong wish to practice Dharma, we will practice Dharma whatever we are doing. Shopping, cleaning, working, washing, relaxing, running, walking, sleeping, eating. All daily activities can become Dharma practice if we've a strong wish to practice Dharma. So I'll just repeat, the attainment of permanent liberation from suffering depends upon effort in our Dharma practice, which depends upon the strong wish to practice Dharma, which depends upon our faith in Buddha, the root of all spiritual realizations. So what's our conclusion? It's quite clear, although we need to engage in this contemplation and meditation to make it touch our own heart. Therefore, we can understand, if we truly want to experience great benefit from our practice of Buddhism, if we really want to let the teachings of Buddha do what they can do for us, produce their most wonderful result, liberation from suffering permanently for ourselves and others, we need to develop and maintain deep faith in Buddha. So each one of us, we can think about our own faith in Buddha. We can think about its strength. We can think about its purity. We can think about its value. You know, in How to Understand the Mind book by Venerable Geshe-la, there's a wonderful section on faith. You please look it up when you have the opportunity. There's a beautiful description of all the good qualities of faith. And in that description, it describes faith as the best inner wealth. It's so precious and valuable because of what it produces in our own heart. It makes us happy all the time, our faith. You know, I think it's interesting. Can we think of ourselves as a person of faith? Because as a person of Buddhist faith, a person of faith, walking around in the cities, towns, and villages of France, that faith shows itself. We're uplifted. We're happy. We're patient. We're kind. We're compassionate. We're wise. All these wonderful results come from our faith. So we need a conclusion. I need to develop and maintain deep faith in Buddha. And we meditate on this conclusion.